Chapter 1. The dead human was lying on the deck, on their side, half curled around. A broken feed interface was scattered under the right hand. I've seen a lot of dead humans, I mean, a lot. So I did an initial scan and compared the results to archived data sets like human body temperatures versus ambient temperature, lividity, and various other really disgusting things involving fluids that happen when humans die. This was all data I still had in long-term storage. The comparison let me estimate a time of death. I said, 4 hours, approximately. Dr. Mensah exchanged a look with Senior Officer Inda. Dr. Mensah's expression was dry. Senior Inda looked annoyed, but then she always looked like that when I was around. She said,
"How do you know?"
I converted my scan data, my query, and the comparison results into a report that humans could read and sent it to her feed address, with a copy to Mensah. Inda blinked, her gaze turning preoccupied as she read it. Mensah acknowledged the report as received, but kept watching Inda, one eyebrow raised. I was still using scan and visual to examine the scene, but I had a task group of my new intel drones circling above my head, supplying me with video. We were in a junction in the Preservation Station Mall, a circular space where three small corridors met, one a short passage that led through to a large secondary main corridor, the Translateral Bypass. All the corridors here had names, a preservation tradition that was only mildly annoying. This was not a well-traveled junction, whatever its name was. It was mostly a shortcut to get from a residential area to a work area. On this station, there was no separation between transient spaces and long-term station housing like on stations in the Corporation Rim, but that wasn't even close to being the weirdest thing about preservation. This junction, and Preservation Station in general, were also weird places for humans to get killed. The threat assessment for both transients and station residents was low, anyway, and mostly involved accidents and cases of intoxication-related stupidity, aggression, in the port area. In this specific junction, threat assessment for accidental death was even lower, close to null. There was nothing here except the lights in the high ceiling and the standard silver-blue textured wall panels, marked with some old graffiti and drawings that were actually being preserved as part of a station-wide history exhibit. I guess if you were really determined, you could find a way to get yourself killed by exposing the power connectors under the panels and shielding and, I don't know, licking them or something. But this dead human clearly hadn't. The full station threat assessment for murder was sitting at a baseline 7%. To make it drop lower than that, we'd have to be on an uninhabited planet. I've never been on a contract on an uninhabited planet because if I was on the planet on a contract, then we'd be inhabiting it. You never found dead humans lying around on the floor like this.
"Well,"
Inda began, having finally finished reading the report. I know it takes humans forever.
"I don't know how accurate this is."
Another security person walked in, one of the techs who normally worked on checking cargo shipments for biohazards, Feed ID Tural. They said,
"Our scan analysis says the victim's been dead for about 4 hours."
Inda sighed. Tech Tural, who had obviously expected this information to be greeted a little more enthusiastically, was confused. "ID?" I said. The dead human's interface was broken, so I couldn't pull anything off it. If whoever did it had been trying to conceal the dead human's identity, were they naively optimistic? Preservation